and on the bottom of Mem Zayin of the days. Tani Rabchia, Cheirim Shebein Tchumei Shabbos, Tzorech Mechitza Shel Barzel Vahatsiku. Basically what it is a ditch with water in it that overlays two Tchumim. In other words, the Tchum of one, the picture is in there. And these, sorry, the other one doesn't have it. It's a very posh of the picture, but... What?
Fishnet.
Yeah, but it's not really the fishnet, it's this. It's this ditch where they used to put nets, and there's water, and the tchum of this one goes to half of the ditch, and the tchum of the other one goes to half of the ditch. So half of the ditch is out of these people's tchum, and half of the people is out of these people's tchum. And it's filled with water, and there's nets in it, to catch the fish that are in it. Rashi says, Tosis says, though, Cheirim is Lashem Mitzuda, here Rashi says, Cheirim Mitzudas Dagim, Cheirim is a fishnet. Umafsik b'mayim bein beis tchumim shal beis ayaros. There's a ditch that has these nets in it that is ramish on the tchum of both two different cities. The chaveiro mitzudim v'choramim. The makor for the word choramim we find in Koheles. That mitzuda is also a net, a trap, and a cheirim is a net. Uksiv al ken yizbach l'chermo. Gededer tshokhanim hu. What it was something that looked like a fish net. It was a fence made out of reeds, right, out of poles that separate in the ditch between this one side and the other one side. Tzorech lasos mechitza shel barzel shel yavru mayim shel tchum ze letol tchum ze, that the water from this tchum shouldn't go into the other tchum and vice versa. The chol mashu besol tchum ha'ir ein kol nishvisa bimkoma lios lo mimkoma apayim ama lechol ruah el abosra ha'ir gor. Whatever is in the tchum of the city is part of the city. It doesn't have 2,000 extra amas, right, more than where it is. So if it's part of the city, the 2,000 amas end where the 2,000 amas of the city end. It's not a person. So therefore, even if it's at the end of the city, the end of the 2,000 amas, that's it. That's all it has. The same thing goes with the other side. The imhu besof ha-tchum, en yochol lozuz misham v'lachutz. And if it's at the end of the tchum, you can't move from there an inch. And therefore the people of this city can't fill up water from this ditch because they're getting water from Chutz L'Tchum and the opposite of the other city. So what do you need? Right? You need a mechitza of iron to keep the water separated, that the water of this city stays on this side and the water of this city stays on that side. So the Gemara says, "Mechayech alei Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina." Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina laughed at this; found it comical for some reason. So Gemara says, "My tama ko mechayech." Why was he laughing? Ilei mamishum detani lak Rabbi Yochanan Nuri l'chumra, because he held like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. That what's it called? That cheftze hefker, chafetzim are not kol neshvisa, and therefore what's it called? They don't have any tchum, the chumra, right? The EU sphere like Rabban and Lakula, and he holds like the Rabban and Lakula that they're kona their own shvisa and have 2,000 amas from where they are, and therefore the water is okay. We should discover Lakula mandatoni lechumra mechayichala, because he held Lakula. He laughs at somebody who held the chumra. You laugh at somebody who's held the other way. What's to laugh? He held differently. He was machmer. So you see, you shouldn't laugh at people who are machmer. Okay. In any case. Rashi says, "Ine mamishum the tani la Rabbi Yochanan Nuri lechumra, the iu lekula sover. Mamishum the spirit of lekula called the tani lechumra mechayich olei. Just because you hold one way and somebody else holds lechumra, you laugh at him. What was the laughing? Bitnia. Ine mamishum the rabchia tani lemasnis and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The omer chetze hefer konin shvisa besal tchum. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina spirit like Rabban lekula." Damri ain kolim shvisa, v'hari hen karagli kol adam. Right? If you say that, what's it called? That that Rav Chiya held, like Rav Yochanan Nuri, that Cheftze Hefker are Konish Visa. And therefore, that's it. They have Dalad Amos and that's it. And Rav Yossi Rav Chanina disagreed with him, because he held like the Rabbanan, that they're not Konish Visa. And therefore, whoever picks them up, it's in this Tchum. So that's fine, right? So the Karagle Kaladam, whoever gets them at that moment, that's fine. So the Gemara says that, one second, Mechitza Shobarzel, no, you're yet. Ela Mishum Detanya, Naharos HaMoshkin, Umayonos HaNovim, Hari Hen Karagle Kaladam. That if you have rivers that are flowing, or springs that are gushing, then the water there is not Konish Thisa, because it's moving. And therefore it's Karagle Kaladam. Whoever gets it, it goes into his tron. So therefore there's no such thing as the water being outside of its tchum. The water gets the tchum of whoever gets it. Same thing over here. What's the problem with the water coming from somebody else's tchum? The water gets the tchum of whoever draws it at that time. Where it says, no, v'dil mechunasim. Maybe this ditch had stagnant water in it. The reason over there that it's not konesh shvisa is because it's moving. But if it's stagnant, then it is konesh shvisa. So that can't be the reason you laughed at him. And lemishum ditani tzorek mechitza shobar zolafziko. You need an iron mechitza to separate the water. Umayshna konim delo aili bumaya shobar zolna delo de aili bumaya shobar zonami aili bumaya. The chora, what's an iron mechitza going to help? The mechitza of konim that looked like the fishnet, right? Let the water in, and an iron mechitza keeps water out. It's waterproof. The water still goes over under. Through the cracks. The dil metzorech ve'no takonikomer. Maybe he meant you need an iron, you need a waterproof mechitza, but it's not possible, so therefore it's awesome. That's what he meant. It doesn't mean that you have to have an iron mechitza, and if you have an iron mechitza, it'll help. It means since you need an iron mechitza, and the iron mechitza is impossible, there's no such iron mechitza that would keep water out, right? It's waterproof, therefore there's no takona, and it's awesome. So that's not a reason to laugh, because what he said wasn't ridiculous. What he said had good meaning to it. Ela mishum dekalu shikilu chachon b'mayim. Right. And the reason he laughed at him, because this concept of having a mechitza, right, and usually the mechitzas in the ditch didn't go all the way down. It was a mechitza tluya. It was a mechitza ten tfachim, but it didn't go to the bottom of the ditch. It went to the top of the water or whatever. That's a kula the Rabbanan made. What's it called by Mayim? Kedrav Tavla. The boy minei Rav Tavla mira mechitza tluya ma'u shetater b'churva. Can a mechitza tluya, mechitza that's higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, but it in itself is 10 tefachim. So do you say good achis that it goes down as if it's on the ground? Amarlei ein mechitza tluya materes al b'mayim. Kalu shikilu chachon b'mayim. Special kula by water, right? And we'll see in one second it doesn't apply over here. Mechitza shobar zolnami either by Maya mitatoi from underneath. To hastam mechitza asar tvachim. Why will the water go in? Because stam mechitza is 10 tvachim. The lo matya ad karkois amayim doesn't go to the bottom of the ditch. It's in the ditch, hanging above the ground. Vafilu magas le karkois amayim. Even if it hits the bottom, ef shishlo yikon so amayim tachter. It's not waterproof. Water is going to go underneath the even an iron mechitza. Iron mechitza does not keep out water. Ela mishum hachi mechayecholei. The kalu shikilu chachon b'mayim. The mechitza called who? Levad sheba asara mahanyuba. The afal gav the ayla b'mayim miloi metatoi. Right. That the rabbanan made a kula that a mechitza tluya will help as long as it has 10 tfachim, even though the water goes underneath and above. Kidaboy mine Rav Tavla, the chiecha de mechitza tluya mahanya, mechitza's kana namas. Why do you need an iron mechitza? There's no difference anymore. Since the Rabbanim were mako by water to permit a mechitza tluya, that means that once the mechitza is a shem mechitza, even if the water goes through it, right? We say bekiyas dagim is not called bekiyah. The Rabbanim were mako that a mechitza helps even if it's higher than 3 tfachim as long as it's in the water. What's the difference if the water goes underneath the mechitza or it goes through the mechitza. As long as the mechitza is a dinner mechitza, the kanim are less than three tvachim apart, even though water can get through, it's a good mechitza. So that's why he laughed at it. Because we said, no, you need a mechitza barza. Why? The rabbanim were meiko to what's it called to say that any mechitza is good. So why, what's a mechitza barza? And how's mechitza shel barza? The water's going to go through anyway. So what's this big deal of mechitza shel barza that he found comical? Rashi, okay, right. The Chacham nomrim ein lo ela arba. The Chacham hold that he has only arba amos. And Rabbi Yehuda, hainu tanakama. L'chora, Rabbi Yehuda and the tanakama say the same thing, right? That he has arba amos. So what's the machlokus between them? Where it says, Omar Rava, shmona al shmona ikabinayu. The difference is, do you have arba amos to every direction, or only arba amos to one direction? Rashi Shmona Shmona Ikbinayu. The Rabbanan Savri Dalad the Chotzdadav. Person has four amas to every direction. So basically, he's in the middle of a square, 8 by 8. Because he could go four this way, four that way, four this way, four that way. So the square, the area is 8 by 8. Hainu Shmona Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda Savri L'chad Ruach V'sulo. You only have four amas to one direction. Not to any all directions. So you only have four amas. You don't have eight amas choice. The sulo, Kiriktani, Mother of Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Shin Birlo, Shtaim, Lakan, Shtaim, Lakan, Shin Yochel Azerbo, the Chenim Bir Arbosim, the Ruchachas. He agrees with Rabbi Lezer in that plot that if you choose one direction, that's it. You can't have Harata, and that's the only direction you can go. Except Rabbi Lezer holds you only have two amas to either side. You're in the middle of the four. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have four amas to any side. Now, you're not in the middle. So you have four amas to any side, but not only one side. The Chachamim hold you have four amas to every side. So you have Mela, a square, 8 by 8 amas. And he holds you don't have a square of 8 by 8 amas. You have to choose one way, and you can go four amas in one direction. Tanan Hasam, Yeshlo Shmona Shmona, Divra Meir. Rav Meir holds you have 8 by 8. The Omar Rava, Machlokis Lahaloch. Right? The Machlokis is only Lagabe to walk, how far more you can walk. Another 8 amas, or to an 8, what's it called? The whole box of 8 by 8, or 4 to one direction. Rashi. Machlokis Rav Meir, the Shori Shmona Shmona Lahilo. That's the Tanakhama. The Rabbi Yehuda, right, who says that what's it called? Mitzumtzamos. That's only to walk more. There, the Rabbanan hold that you can walk four amas any direction. You have a whole 8 amas. But to lataltel, right, to carry, there the dalad amas is dalad amas. You don't have a box of 8 amas, right? Dalad amas. That's it. No Rashi. Right. The Hani Dalad Amas Hecha Ksiva. Where is there a hint? This is obviously only the Rabbanan. It's an Asmachta. Where is there a pasuk that hints to this concept that the Rabbanan gave a guy Dalad Amas and that's it? Right? You can't go out of a Dalad Amas. Kinatanya, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Everybody has to sit in their place. Kit Tachtov, like your place. The Kama Tachtov, the place that your body occupies. How much place does a body occupy? Gufo shalosh amas. Your body is 3 amas. The ama kadei lifshot yodav araglav. And another ama to stretch out your hands. So Tosus says that gufo is what's it called? Gimel amas without your head. But you're really dalet amas with your head. And other Rishonim argue. And they say that a person with his head is only gimel amas. Tosus says, shir v'nikva, if it's without the head, how can it be amal ama barum shalosh amas? What do you do with your head? She says, when you go into the mikva, two things happen. One, the water rises, and secondly, you bend over your head. So in the end, you can fit your 4 amas into 3 amas of water, with your head bent and the water rising. But, what it means over here, it's gufo shalosh amas. Gufo shalosh amas with your head, or gufa shalosh amas without your head, and the extra ama over here is that you can stretch your arms out beyond your head. And that's a total of 4 hours. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Omer Gufo Shalosh Anas, Ve'ama Kedei Sheyikol Chevetz Mitachas Margalosav, U'Meiniach Tachas Mirashosav. And the other Ama is that you could take your, what's it called, something from your feet and put it by your head. My Binayu, what's the difference between them? Iki Binayu Arba Amos Mitzumtzamos. Is the Arba Amos exact, or it's a little bit bigger? It's with Tfachim that are extra. The Shabura says the difference between Arba Amos Mitzumtzamos and Arba Amos Meruchavos is 2 etzbos. An extra 2 etzbos. Rashi. Shmona al Shmona Ikabinayu. We have this already. Machlokas Reb Meir Deshari Shmona al Shmona Lehiluch. Only for walking. But Lagabe carrying, right, that Arba Amos, everybody agrees, is just Arba Amos. Can't carry more than Arba Amos. Reb Yehuda Mitzumtzamos, Reb Meir Gedolos. Rashi learns that Reb Yehuda is the one who holds that you have to have the exact Arba Amos, and Reb Meir holds that it's a little bit bigger. Why? The pishu davdayim raglayim yosur mi'amahu. Because when a person stretches out his feet and his hands, that's more than one extra amah. So it's a little bit more. Mashen kein, where it's exactly from your feet to your head, right, that's exactly 4 amahs. And the others argue on Rashi, the Rach and the Rif hold just the opposite. That it is Reb Yehuda who holds that it's the bigger amos, and Reb Meir holds the smaller ones. The nafkamina is that we paskin like what's it called? Like Reb Yehuda. We paskin like Reb Yehuda. So it comes out of machlokas, do you have the bigger amos or the smaller amos? Okay. And therefore the Ramah paskins like the Rach, passages like Rav Yehuda, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, and you get the bigger Amos, Lahaloch. Omer le Rav Mesharshi le Brei, he eilish le Kamed Rav Papa. Rav Mesharshi said to his son, when you go to learn by Rav Papa, boy minei, ask him the following shayla. Arba Amos sha'amru, ba'ama didei avinan le, or ba'ama shal kodesh avinan le. The Arba Amos that the Chachamim gave a person, that if he goes out of the tchum, he can walk 4 amos, he has to stay within that area. How do you measure the 4 amos? You measure his ama, right? And whatever it is, big or small, or that's his the amount of time, because and the svara is, because it says shvu ish tachtov, it's his body. So you measure the 4 amos according to his body. Or no, it's a set measure. Amos shel kodesh. The Rabbanu Shlom gave Moshe Rabbeinu a shear of an amma, and that's what it is. You don't measure it by every different person. For sure, other amos, where you have halacha, Moshe Misina, have an amma, it's amma shel kodesh. It's a set thing. But here, since it says shvu ish tachtov, it makes the measure dependent on the person's body. Maybe it's completely totally in his specific body. Not the average person. The other svara would be, no, it's all about the average person. The average person, the amma, is a set amount. And if he'll tell you, amma shel kodesh yavin alei, he'll tell you that it's a set amount of 4 ammas, og melech haboshin mateyola. What if og melech haboshin goes out of the tchum? 4 ammas for him, you have to stand on his little toe. Right? So it has to be lechor in his ammas. Otherwise, you give him no room to move. The chlal. Dim omer lecha ba'amidi day. And if he tells you that it's according to each person's amba, yavin and lay, eimalei my time alok toni lo gabi yesha omru akolafi mashu adam. Why isn't this part of the Mishnah? There's a Mishnah that says that there are certain things that depend on the size of the person. Why isn't this included there? So whatever he tells you, ask him the next question. Rashi. The guy has a longer arm, so he has a bigger 4 amas, right? Because his body needs it. If he has a shorter arm, then he has less of an 4 amas. Right? There's a set measure of every Amma has six Tvachim. Beinoni, average. Medium size. L'midishtei Amma, Shoyu B'shushan Abira, Shanasu L'midish Amasu Shomoshe. Right? And that was the measure, the set measure that was on top of Shushan Abira. It was one of the Sha'arim in the Beis HaMikdash. They had that measure there. It was stored there that they could make measuring sticks from it. They used that as the guide, as the original measure. They have such thing. I mean, in every in America, I know they have measures in where in Washington somewhere put away, right? And they and all measuring sticks are made from them. Obviously, not directly. They don't, but indirectly. That's where it comes from. So Rashi says Ba'ama Shel Moshe doesn't mean that that was Moshe Rabbeinu's, the shear of his arm, because Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas high. His arm was completely different. Ama Shel Moshe means the one that was transmitted to Moshe, not the one that Moshe had. Okay. So Ki Asa L'Kamed R'Papa Gavi Yesha Amru Mishnehi B'Meseches Kalim. It's a Mishnah Kalim. Yesha Amru HaKolothi Mashu Adam. These are the things that depend on the they change with the different sizes of people. How what is that? Mole kumtso mincha. What's it called? When the Kohen had to take a handful of flour, right, from mincha, it depended on the size of his hand. There wasn't one set measure. The Kohen's hand was bigger, the kometz was bigger. Smaller was smaller. Mole chofnav ktoris. When the Kohen had to take a handful of ktoris, it depended on the size of his hand. Mole lugma b'yom kippurim. What makes a person satisfied on Yom Kippur, which is the Isser, depends on how much water will fill his cheek. Right? Put it on one side and fill the cheek. That depends on a person's cheek. Each person is different. The bigger person needs more to satisfy. Ubimazin stays through those leiruv. And the same thing with Mazin stays through those leiruv. It depends on what's it called, on the person, how he what's it called, what he can eat, and what time. So Mar says, should have included in that Mishnah, right? Dalad Amas for a person who goes outside the Tchum depends on the size of a person's Amma. What exactly an Amma is, the Stipler in his Sefer on Midos says, most people understand the Amma to be from the indent of your elbow till your finger. He said, if you measure, it doesn't come out to the Chazon v'Shishir. It's much smaller. Right? He says, some people hold it's from here to here. He says, if you measure that, it's even bigger than the Chazon v'Shishir. He said, other people hold it's from here, the wrist, till the end of the bone here. So that pretty much comes out exactly like the Chazon v'Shishir. What else? Okay, let's go on. So that was the question he asked. So, he also came to Rav Papa, so when he got to Rav Papa, so he asked him all these questions. Okay? So, Amar Lei, Idaikin and Kulei Hai, Lohavi Tanina, Lohavi Tanina. So, if we would fetch, like you are, with so many, what's it called, Shilas, exactly what, we never learn anything. That's exactly what today happens. Right? But in other words, all these diukim are not really nogeya, right? But lemaisa, that's not the medayik so much. So Rashi, ihavi daikin and kulei hai, but kulei ashas. If everything we learned, we'd be medayik, the way you're medayik, and these are ba'amos, right? Lohavi matzino letrutse kol diukim. We couldn't answer all these diukim. But lohavi tanir, we never learn anything. So vaistois, you can't be medayik so much, right, where you have everything you catch on, right, and don't come to any conclusion, and the mail you never go on. Okay, it's a shayla, let's go on. So he says, but, taninon, la'olam ba'ama didei yavinan le. Right, l'maisa, you give him his ama. With the kokashalach, my time alok, toni gabi yesha amru. I, what's it called? That which you asked me. So why isn't it in that Mishnah? The lopsikile, because it's not always true. Sometimes you give him a regular amma. Where? Where the guy has short arms but a regular body. Okay? So, what's it called? Then he's a tzoras. His body is regular, but his arms are short. So if you measure the amma according to his arms, he's not going to get an arba amas to fit his body, because his body is big. So, but on the other hand, if he's a small guy, a midget, whose body and arms are short, then enechanami, you measure according to his body, because his body will fit into his four amas, because his body is also small. He's talking with the arms are short, but the body is big. There's a... Okay. Okay. Next. Okay. Rashi. So there, we give the person arba amos average in such a case. So it's not always that you go according to his body and his arms, therefore it doesn't say it over there. Rashi, mishum di'ika nanas bevarev, shigufo beinani, his body is average. Va'amosok tzara, and his arms are short. Okay. We would not give him his ama. Okay? Boy Lamesav Leba Amma Shal Kodesh. You'd have to give him the average ama. So therefore it's not an ironclad rule, doesn't say it in that mission. Okay, Hoyushnayim. Nixus Amosav Shal Zeh, you have two people, and some of their four amas overlap. Right? Person A is within four amas. A person B. Person B is within four amas of person C, but person A and C are not within their four amas. So, lamalei lemeimer lema dover dome. What's the comparison over here? L'char, it's exactly the same case of chatzeros, that these two made an eruv, but the outside ones didn't make an eruv. So this one can be here, this one can be here, and the two outside ones can have no connection to each other. Hachikomer lu Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. Michti. Lama Domer Dom. Is it Rav Shimon Tzat Rabbanan? Let's see. What is it compared to? The Sholosh Chatzeros, Hapsucho Zula Zu, Hupsucho Rishu Sarab. They're open to each other, but they also have another exit to Rishu Sarab. Because if they had no other exit, you only could get out by going through each one, then they're all awesome. Because they're open to a place that they can't, right? The end one is open to a place, the inside one, that he can't carry. Because he'd make an error. So he can't carry even to the middle one. Because it's all continuous. But since it's open to Rishus HaRabim, they can get out of each one chatzer independently. They don't have to go through the other ones. There, they made an error of the end one with the middle one can carry from the end to the middle. The middle one with the other end can carry from there. But this side to the inside, the outside and the inside can't carry one to the other. Maishno Hasim Dipogisu. Over there you argue on me and you say they're all awesome, and here you agree with me that the people's arba amos is okay, right? That the ones that are mutter, and there you say they're all awesome. Why over there do you argue? It's the same case. Rabban and Hasam Avshi Diura Diurin Hachalo Avshi Diurin. No, over there there's a problem. Over there's a lot of people, and we're afraid that people forget, and if we let them carry between the end and the middle, and the other middle and the other end, that people will forget and they'll carry from end to end, because there's a lot of people. But over here, it's just two people. So two people, you can control three people. And you can tell them what to call, don't carry to the other side. You can only move around each one, what's it called, within the guy next to him. Rashi. I explained the Mishnah before, as she says. Maishno hasn't depleted you, so Amur Rabban le Kamamish Maisin, Shlosh Rasur le Tautu Zum Zu. If two made an Erev, the outside ones with the middle, they're all still also to carry. Okay. Abshidiurin, so over there you said it's Asr. Over here you say it's Mutter. The guy in the middle can, share his four Amis with the guy in the end and with the guy in the other end. Even though the two ends can't have contact with each other. So why over here do you agree with me that that's okay? And in the case of the chatzeros, you say they're all awesome. Avshin diurin, diure chatzeros rabin. A lot of people live in the chatzer. V'lo yadi kulam lizor. Not all of them will know to be careful, only to carry to the middle. Each one, what's it called? Each end only to the middle. And they'll come to make a mistake and think you could take Kalim from this side, the north side one, to the extreme south side one, through the middle. And that's awesome. So many people who can't control it. Therefore, it's all awesome. Here's only three people. We can tell the two outside people don't have any contact with each other, even though you can both have contact with the middle guy.